You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
According to various reports, New Zealand has the worst rate of homelessness in the OECD, and we've seen a dramatic increase in homelessness over the past two decades. What economic and social policies have led to this, do you think?
Well, I think the previous government, I think the social austerity most certainly helped to exacerbate issues of inequities in New Zealand. So these increasing rises within those last two decades definitely occurred within that time frame, right? So there was a lot of the welfare sanctions, a lot of the housing, sort of selling up state housing, things like this, an inability to look at state care abuses, all sorts of really exasperated prisons as well, increasing prison populations and then decreasing sort of community infrastructures meant that people exiting different institutions had no supports and nowhere to go. I think there was a real lack of humanity in previous approaches to social issues, and that's why we see these massive increases.
So would you say this is a symptom of what some people might call neoliberalism?
Definitely. Sure. I mean, this is, we tend to see ourselves as a small and isolated nation, but homelessness is a social issue that you can see in many different countries, right? I'd be surprised to know if there is a country without some issue of homelessness. And neoliberalism is directly impacting this. It's about creating those inequities so that the affluent few can rise above the vast majority who are not doing as well. So yeah, I do think neoliberalism plays a huge part in this.
What exactly needs to be done or can be done to mitigate it?
Well, I think we have the political will now. We're at a historic point in New Zealand history. This is the first time as a country that we have a central government that's willing to recognise that homelessness is an issue in our country and put some resourcing behind it. So I think that's a really great first step in terms of addressing homelessness and responding in a way that's humane. So that's a positive first step. I think we are trying to look at some of those policies that exacerbate the likelihood that people are going to, that some groups are going to be more represented in homelessness. We need to do much, much more, but we're making those steps, particularly when we think about the inquiry into state care abuses, if we're looking at some of the massive overhaul that's been proposed of our welfare system. These are positive steps in the right direction. But really, I think it's about communities coming together as well, and communities at all levels, not just communities in the sense of these isolated communities that have already had to be shouldering the burden of these really harmful policies, but looking at New Zealand as a community and coming together.
A lot of the other countries in the OECD have huge levels of inequality. They went through periods of mass privatization, selling off of public housing stock. So New Zealand's not alone in that, but why is it just so bad in New Zealand?
Because we've ignored it for so long. I think part of the problem is, again, because we're a small isolated nation, we tend to think that we kind of talk about it as a physical isolation, but in a way we always act as if we're isolated in all sense of the word. But yeah, sure, a lot of these countries, they were doing this long before us in terms of privatization, selling of public housing, all that. They were doing it long before us. And oddly enough, when we look to places like the US and the UK, we pick up on those policies, even though they've failed hugely and dismally in different countries, and then we adopt them ourselves. And we're kind of looking for those quick fix solutions too often to suit the sort of short-term days that governments will have. So we end up with these really quick fix solutions that aren't going to really work.
What programs can you see as working to help these people, like Housing First, for example?
Housing First is one program. Sure, that's one particular program that's showing promise overseas, depending how it's applied. But I think there's a lot of people that have already been doing it here in New Zealand, certainly even before, you know, the label Housing First was attached to it. And it's shown some promise, definitely, but it's just one approach. I think it would be short-sighted to focus on just Housing First as a primary response. There should be multiple responses. There's lots of populations that hasn't worked with Indigenous people. Sometimes it doesn't work for families. It does work for chronic people experiencing chronic homelessness in some spots. It's one part of the picture. If we keep focusing on housing as the resolution for homelessness and forget that putting people in the house isn't necessarily going to remove all the problems that caused homelessness in the first place. So it's, you need that sort of structural interventions as well as those really practical applied things like Housing First.
So you think with the change of government to now a Labor-led government, they will make some substantial progress in this area?
It's hard to say substantial, isn't it? But it certainly is the will. They've been a long time, Labor's certainly been for a long time, holding up the banner that, you know, we need to do something about homelessness, we need to respond to homelessness. So certainly there's always been that will with Labor and the Greens and Māori Party before they were dismantled. So there's certainly been the will to address homelessness there. And so it's positive in a sense to see them now in government, in central government. So you would assume definitely that they would do something. They're showing promise in terms of supporting programs like Housing First, engaging with diverse service providers, community organisations, homeless people themselves, to kind of look at, you know, how can we respond appropriately, effectively and humanely.
Can you tell me about some of your research in this field?
So I predominantly looked at homelessness, Māori homelessness, so experiences of homelessness for Māori. So what makes homelessness unique? Well, what it looks like for us as Māori. So, of course, we've experienced homelessness not just at those personal individual levels, but at the whānau, at the hapū, at the iwi, at a national level. So looking at the way in which you can't just talk about homelessness as individual, around individual narratives of trauma, but have to understand that it's been a part of colonisation.
Looking within and beyond the community, lessons learned by researching, theorising and acting to address urban poverty and health. Can you tell me a bit about that one?
So that was the F100 project. So that was looking more at urban poverty for families. Did a collaborative project with the Auckland City Mission looking at 100 families that they worked with closely who were accessing their food bank multiple times in a year. And so they wanted to understand what was impeding those families from not being able to feed themselves and their families and their kids. And so we engaged with them about over a year, 2 years, alongside the social workers who have a long history of working with them compassionately and just looking at the ways in which their lives were being challenged by the social austerity measures at the time.
And how does urban versus rural poverty differ?
I think there tends to be a huge focus on urban poverty, and that is to the detriment of the rural communities. And it was going to differ because there's a higher concentration of services, there's a higher concentration of funding. Because all that attention is on, you know, large urban centres like Auckland, it tends to take away a lot of the resources and much needed focus. I think that is an issue.
How do we measure homelessness in this country?
Well, I'm not a statistician, I'm a qualitative researcher, but sure, because we're such a small population, and we look to places like the US, the UK, and in Australia with these massive populations and where the issues just seem so much bigger on a different scale as well, it's hard to believe that a country like New Zealand could possibly be experiencing worse or similar levels of inequities. I mean, we ignore these when we're talking about child homicide, child abuse, when we talk about suicide statistics. We know New Zealand is comparing pretty badly to a lot of other OECD countries, but we measure it in terms of income distributions, we measure it in terms of exploitation, we measure it in terms of job security, employment, unemployment, all those.
And what exactly is the definition of homelessness?
Statistics New Zealand developed a definition of homelessness that was borrowed from a European typology. We had previously used the Australian conceptual categories, but these ones, there's about four categories that are meant to capture the spectrum of experiences around housing instability. So it can be living from any sort of situation as living under a bridge, overcrowding, to living in refuges. It's meant to capture that, not just homelessness as that bricks and mortar sort of, or absence of a bricks and mortar shelter, but it's also meant to carry those legal, those social, so to look at the sort of not just bricks and mortar, like I said, but also a lack of safety and dignity.
And how does that differ from poverty?
Well, it's not. Homelessness is the sharp edge of poverty. We kind of talk about them as if they're separate, but homelessness is just the sharp edge of poverty. It's kind of like homeless people are almost like the canary in the mine. You know, when the miners used to go down into the mines and human nose can't detect the smell of gas, so they take a canary. So if a canary dies first while they're down in the mine, they know there's a leak and they need to get out. Homelessness is the canary in the mine. it's a symptom of something much, much bigger.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.